at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is just below the McDonald's here on 31. We are here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday, and we closed on Sunday.
And they got a great Facebook page as well. Eddie, have a good day out there.
Yes, sir. You too.
See you Bye. Soon. Jay, Jesse, thanks. I'll be back at 3.
Joey
is next.
Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Higher than expected, first-time claims for jobless benefits. They rose by 16,000 last week to 744,000. Apparently, the pandemic still costing Americans their jobs. Troubling allegations about the treatment of migrant children at a holding center in San Antonio, Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's investigating allegations of abuse and neglect at that facility. He blames it on Biden open border policy and is calling on the administration to close that detention facility. Border Patrol officers arresting a member of the infamous MS-13 gang caught after crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S., the man, a 28-year-old from El Salvador. On Wall Street this morning, the opening bell has just sounded. Stocks starting off the day mixed. More details, SRNnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are into a very wet, active, and sometimes stormy weather pattern over the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially first half of the day. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. High temperature up to about 80. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, another dose of locally strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening. And yet another round on Saturday. And both Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be severe. The main threat would be damaging wind gusts. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet and stay on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to Weedman.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has issued a new state health order with few restrictions. The state's mask mandate will end this Friday, but Governor Ivey encourages people to practice personal responsibility and continue wearing a mask. The Montgomery City Council passed a mask ordinance that will last an additional 30 days. The Alabama Senate has delayed a vote on lottery legislation. Senator Jim McClendon asked that his bill be carried over because he does not think he has enough votes. Alabama is one of five states without a state lottery. And the late Lowndes County Sheriff, Big John Williams, was honored Wednesday. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Williams' family with awards for his service. Before his death, Williams served the community for more than 40 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the harbor.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, I'm Brant. And as you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business or in life, for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. That approach stops us from making decisions that could have been great. We just keep doing the same thing, even if we're not happy with it, even while we're complaining about it, we just keep doing it. What if there's a better way? This is why considering MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people to pay for their healthcare. And thinking, but we've never done it that way before, is a great way to miss out on major savings. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you miss out on the huge network of doctors, the free telehealth services, the great customer service, and being a part of something that matters, with more than 400,000 members sharing each other's healthcare bills. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. You can start saving right now. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on an overcast Thursday morning. Here in moments, mere moments, Senator Tommy Tuberville will be joining us, calling us from Washington, D.C. Looking forward to talking to him about this infrastructure bill. Now, yeah. Everything is infrastructure. Did you see the viral tweet by Kirsten Gillibrand?
I did not.
Yeah, essentially everything is infrastructure.
Oh, I did see that.
Right,
Even people.
Right, even people. And so we'll ask Senator Tuberville about this massive infrastructure bill. You know, wrestling is infrastructure. I think we need to invest more in that. Cheese sandwiches. You know, I got a mean hankering for a cheese sandwich.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were more privileged than that.
Nah, I like to remember my you know, my cracker roots.
I guess so.
Love you, Dad. But no, everything is considered infrastructure in this massive, massive overhaul plan. And then also at 11 a.m., the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, will be here. It was a emergency yesterday, and very happy to have the mayor on today at 11 a.m. Should be about 30 minutes, and got plenty of questions, topics ready. I had all sorts of folks saying, if you throw softballs, I'm never listening again. Oh, really? We'll see.
And then they'll call you tomorrow, Joey, you threw nothing but softballs.
All these folks say, I'll never listen again. And it's like, what, did I, you know, like, cheat on you or something? Oh, wait, yeah, that's the other big story we'll get into later in the show.
Later day? Okay.
I don't want to, you know, sit here and prepare for our current senator by talking about...
That guy that's going to come on earlier.
John Merrill.
Didn't he used to have another job? That Tuberville fella?
He was coach.
That's right, he was.
Yeah, yeah. And you're wearing your Auburn shirt today. Or Eagle.
Or
and
Eagle,
how's your
baby.
Back?
Yeah, I got two pain patches going on back there. And,
wow.
I don't think they're... I think they're expired or something, to be honest.
Yeah. So, it was made official, though, that John Merrill will not seek the Senate.
Correct.
Richard Shelby's seat.
Correct.
So right now we still only have two, Mo Brooks endorsed by Trump, and Linda Blanchard, the former ambassador for the Trump administration to Slovenia. So that should be an interesting race to see who else may hop in. There are rumors from, you know, current bigwigs and well-connected folks who might also hop in on the Republican side. Maybe some hopes of, you know, Senator Shelby can't just outright pick his successor, but all right. So we're in a holding pattern right now. Okay. So we're waiting on Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville, and we got a packed show today, a truly packed show today. 272-9228. Looking forward to talking to Coach about infrastructure. He recently also visited the border. Saw him along with all the other senators. And so we will be getting into all these things. And by the way, who wears short jorts? Ron Paul at 85 years old wears short jorts. So we have him here.
We are ready to go.
Okay, without further ado, let's welcome on the senator, United States Senator from the great state of Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how are you this morning?
Joey, I'm doing great. Good to talk to you guys. I've been all over the state this week, and you know, we've been in recess, so it's good to see some home folks before I get back to the swamp here in a few days. But it's good talking to y'all, and I hope Jack's doing better.
He is. He sends his best. You know, he calls me all sorts of names, which means he's in a great mood. And he's going through speech therapy right now, and we've been open about that. And you know, it's great to see the improvement, and he's coming along. And I'm looking forward to having him back on these airwaves soon, very soon.
Awesome, awesome.
So you visited more of the northern part of the state, or were you all over recently?
Yeah, I've been all over. I was at the border, I guess, 2 weeks ago, and saw that mess down there, and what an absolute disaster. But, it was good to get out of D.C. We got out before they cranked up this new $2.25 trillion monstrosity of a so-called infrastructure bill it's not about infrastructure, it's about social issues and the Green New Deal. And I tell you, Joy, it's a mess. I've never seen anything like this. And we don't have any leadership in Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House. I'd like to just have some bad leadership. We don't know what Joe Biden's doing. All he does is sign these executive orders, and we get no legislation. We get to have no say in anything as the Republicans, and we represent half the country. They're trying to just jam everything down our throat, but no leadership at all. It's absolutely amazing, and I think they're just swinging from the hip and trying to rush everything through in these 2 years that they're going to have all three parts of our system. So we'll see what happens.
On the border, I saw, you know, your statement. You're down there with all the other senators who visited the border, And one aspect of what you said, I really like that you said this is an American problem, not a partisan problem. And it's just an embarrassment. But the embarrassment is not just in this several-month period. And I've been saying this on air for a few years now, too. On immigration, the embarrassment is the federal government failing to do its job for decades now. And it's almost like certain folks want to milk this problem without solving it because it's good for, you know, politics.
Well, you heard what I said. You know, in my lifetime, politicians have kicked the can down the road. They don't want to do anything with the border. Finally, we got a president in there, Donald Trump, said, we're going to build a wall. And he got elected for that one reason, because he told people, now, listen, we're going to build this wall, and we're going to stop this illegal influx of people coming in here. We need people, you know, to come the right way, stand in line to be citizens of this great country we have. But, you know, Biden, the very first thing, you know, he stops construction. And I'm telling you, if people knew, if even the people that voted for Biden went down there and saw what I saw, they would be embarrassed to be Americans, because these kids are being molested. You saw now Governor Abbott of Texas said we've got all kind of criminal charges in some of these areas, that they're just stacking these kids on top of each other. Right. I mean, it's inhumane in what we're doing. And we're giving them a glimmer of hope, and then they get here. And we have, you know, the Border Patrol looked at us and said, we told President Biden's transition team, we know you're going to make some changes. Just let us know. What we're doing here is working now, but we understand you got a different view. Just give us a couple months before you're inaugurated to tell us what's going on, and we'll be prepared for it. The next time they heard from him was January the 20th in the afternoon, when he signed executive order to say, open it up. I mean, if that's leadership, I mean, this guy in Washington, D.C., this president, that so-called president we got up there, he evidently doesn't know what's going on. And, of course, this vice president we got, he put her in charge 12 days ago. She hadn't had one press conference, said one thing about the border, nor has she been down there. And what kind of leadership is that? All they want to do is socialism, talk about the Green New Deal and put this country in socialism, and they are on their way.
Well, and I appreciate you mentioning, because I'd looked into this, and there's been all sorts of studies done with refugee camps, like old times when you had Occupy Wall Street. Whenever you get an encampment and people on top of each other, you unfortunately see a lot of, as you mentioned, sexual abuse and assault. You see rape. You see all sorts of crime and criminal activity. People are not meant to live that way, and it is something that needs to be solved now. I get the same impression. You're closer to the scene up there in Washington, D.C., but I get the same impression when I watch President Biden, who's actually running things. And I have a quick technical question, though, about the Senate. I don't know if you have similar committee assignments or had a chance to, say, get to know somebody like, say, Senator Sinema or Senator Manchin. Are you worried about the filibuster being blown up?
That's all we're worried about. I mean, you know, this money situation that they're trying to pass, eventually, hopefully, we can overcome all this. But we cannot overcome if they bust the filibuster and put this H.R. 1, this new voting act, in play. Because all it is cheating in elections and no voter ID. Now, I got on the plane this morning from a guy that was against this, the CEO of Delta. I got on the plane this morning, and if I hadn't had an ID, I couldn't have got on one of his airplanes.
Right.
There's so much hypocrisy that's going on in this country right now. All that they're trying to do is grab as much control as they can get of our voting system. And it'd be a lot like what we just went through, but it would be every state. You will have a one-party system if they pass this H.R. 1. Joe Manchin has stood up and said, I'm going to stand with this. We're going to not bust the filibuster. Christian Sinema's done the same thing. I talk to him every day. I'm up there. I've become, you know, very close, because we all tell him, listen, you can save this country. You two people can save this country, because the animals up there that's trying to run the zoo and run us off a cliff, they think that they're going to be able to convince Manchin and Sinema to go along with them. I'm hoping they hold on. Because if they don't, we're in huge trouble, because it'll be hard to keep a two-party system. It'll be hard to get a Republican elected, you know, with these federal voting laws that they're going to take over, and they're going to use your taxpayer money to fund people that run for Congress and run for the Senate. It's absolutely absurd.
It truly is. Again, folks are talking to Senator Tommy Tuberville. We still like to call him Coach. And I saw you introduce yourself as Coach at the border, so I feel free to do that. Now, even with the filibuster, they're trying to ram through all these things for reconciliation. I believe the parliamentarian recently, you know, tipped her hat to Chuck Schumer and said, yeah, go ahead with this massive infrastructure bill. And in the headlines, I'm looking at a New York Post headline, unicorns are infrastructure. Senator Gillibrand mocked for her definition of the Biden plan. They really are trying to sneak everything under the sun under the banner of infrastructure.
Hey, Republicans and Democrats, we're all for, it's like the border. We've kicked the can down the road on the border. We've also kicked the can down the road on infrastructure. The American people deserve better roads and bridges and airports, better broadband. And that's what we were hoping to do. If President Trump had got reelected, that was going to be his first thing. Now, they've thrown this $2.25 trillion out there, and 5% of it is for roads and bridges, 5%. And the rest of it is for putting more people on welfare, more food stamps, more public housing. It is absolutely socialism at its best. I mean, it is that they're taking every dime they get. It's reparation. They're taking your tax money that you go work every day for. They're taking your tax money and giving it to people that don't want to work. You know, there's no telling how many people, even the state of Alabama this week, that are employers, they can't find anybody to work. This last bill where we extended the $300 or $400 for unemployment insurance federally. Why would you work? They're incentivizing people not to go back to work. They don't want you to go back to work. They want to control you and give you that little check and take the power away from the people and give it to government. They want huge government. They want a huge bureaucracy, and they are working. And I'm telling you, they're going to get to it if we don't watch it. And the people that elected Joe Biden, you're going to get what you asked for. You're going to get a government that's socialist, bordering on communism, and you're going to get a government that's going to dictate what you do, and your taxes are going to be so high you can't breathe. And it's just, it's amazing that we've got to this point. The United States of America is to the point where we're the laughing stock of some of these other countries around the world.
In a second, I want to focus back on the state and how the federal government's, in your capacity, and the Alabama delegation's been working with the state government and getting vaccines out, and also, you know, with recent storms coming through. But real quick, because of your experience so much in high-level athletics, collegiate athletics, what do you think of Major League Baseball and the decision? You know, I'd imagine when you're trying to put a team together, say at the college level, you have people that have all sorts of perspectives on the world and certainly on politics. When you see baseball and other corporations making these decisions about Georgia, I mean, especially with sports, it seems like you're ruining something that usually brings somebody together.
It's one of the few things that we have in this country where it's not partisan. Everybody, you know, you can step by somebody that believes in socialism, but if you're pulling for the same team, you've got something in common. And so you forget about all those things that are about politics. But I tell you, you've got these CEOs across the country that are, I guess they're what they call it, woke. They're all woke, and you know they think that other people are being short-sighted, which is totally false. The only thing this country owes you, I don't care what color you are, if you're white, black, red, it owes you an opportunity. Get out there and go to work and earn what you're going to get, and don't depend on the government. But that's what they want. And I'm going to tell you, these CEOs, they're catching some heat now, because they set up on a pedestal, and they want to make you think that, oh yeah, we're for all of you. They're not for all of you, all of us. They're up there on the throne, running this country along with the woke politicians. So I hope Major League Baseball, I like it, but I don't watch it. I could care less about watching it. And you know, this Coke. These people at Coke, they love China. They get a lot of their sugar from China. And they need to wake up and see what China's doing. But for some reason, a lot of these CEOs like China a lot better than they do the United States of America. And they're going to wake up one day and they're going to find out they've gone a step too far.
Yeah, and China broke, you know, news broke this morning that China said there'll be a heavy retaliation if the U.S. boycotts the Beijing Olympics. And it's going to be a long haul, I'd imagine, with the Chinese Communist Party. Real quick, though, because we're short on time here, so I want to focus back on the state. Two baskets here. One is there have been these storms ravaging the state, and then also we're still dealing with the ravages of the pandemic. How would you say the state government is working with the federal delegation? How is that that working relationship?
You know, the conversation's good. Communication's good. You know, it's been devastating for the people of the South with all over, especially Alabama, with these storms. And there's people that's hurting. You know, they don't have anything. And it was tough what happened in South Birmingham a week or so ago. And I've been all around looking at the devastation and meeting with people, and I've talked to people from FEMA on the ground last week when I was over in Calhoun County. It's been tough. So, but everybody's working well together. Again, there's so many different things going on. You got the pandemic. We're trying to get vaccines, and then of course you have the tornadoes. You know, it just seemed like there's one thing after another. But you know, Americans take care of each other, and as long as we don't put ourselves in bankruptcy where we've got money where we can help people when they need it. Right now, we're giving money to people that don't need money. But that's the way these socialists want it. And so I think that, you know, the pandemic, we're rounding the corner. We're not over it yet. If you hadn't had your vaccine, please go get it. It's the only way we're going to get out of this. And everybody's going to have that opportunity in the next 2 months to get the vaccine. And if you're around people, wear your mask. I know people say, well, you don't need to tell me to wear a mask. You know, you don't have to wear a mask, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to wear one when I'm around people, because we do have different variants that's coming off this this virus, and we don't yet know whether the vaccine is covering that. We think it does, but there's no reason to take any chances. But, you know, I think our state government's working well with this, and we're trying to do as much as we can from Washington, D.C., amongst all the other mess that we're having to deal with.
Absolutely. Now, again, folks, are talking to Senator Coach Tommy Tuberville up there in Washington, D.C. today. And, you know, just got a minute or two left here, but I saw a great, you know, slick, well-produced video by, I think, the Senate Republicans or the Republican Committee. And, you know, they had you swinging around that whistle. And I'm just wondering, you ever use that whistle on the other senators or staff? I mean, sometimes they need to wake up.
Oh, man, I'd love to take that whistle in there and just blow it as loud as I blow it sometimes, because maybe it wakes somebody up. I don't think, really, Joy, some of these people up there really understand the direction this country's going, how dangerous it's becoming.
Yes.
You know, we're not backing our law enforcement. Our judicial system is letting people out of jail. You know, if you've seen the guy let out of jail, he killed his mom, stabbed her to death, and a few years later he gets out and he beats this woman up on the streets of New York last week, this Asian woman. It's becoming a more and more dangerous place, and it's because we're not standing up for our morals. You know, our moral values are not strong anymore. We're becoming more of an individual sport in this country other than a team sport as Americans. So, I'd love to blow that whistle sometimes. So what are y'all thinking? And, but again, right now, we, as Republicans, conservatives, we got our hands tied behind our back. But all we can do is words, and we can talk with Joe Manchin and Kristi Sinema and Joe Tester from Montana, because they are moderates. And I think they're seeing the light. But I tell you, the pressure that's going to be put on them, you know, from Joe Biden, the White House, all the socialists and communists and the Obama regime and all the people that want us, this country, to be globalist and open our borders up and just turn it over to the house of mad, so to speak. It's going to be hard for them to fight this off. The pressure is going to be enormous on these people to vote for all this stuff that's getting ready to come across our offices.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate the time this morning. You really also, I say, from my humble perch and my relationship with them in a small way, you put together a great team from what I've seen. Great folks you've surrounded yourself with. That's part of the success. And I would love to have you in studio, especially if we get Jack Campbell back here on these airwaves with us. We'll
be awesome.
Have a big reunion.
Yeah, be awesome. Well, thank you, Joy. And everybody keep praying and understanding why we're here and why we're the greatest country and the greatest things can still go wrong. And that's what we got to understand. I mean, we're vulnerable, but we're strong as we stay close and we understand that we're here for a reason and that we're here for everybody. And don't let these crazies divide us, because that's exactly what they're trying. They're trying to divide this country. And we're not by race and all that, but we're one. We're not different people. We're one, and we're here for the same cause. So everybody, stay strong and be positive and ask the good Lord to watch down on us, because the next 6 months in this country is going to be a telling tale of what direction we're going to take.
Well, thank you, Coach. Thank you, Senator. God bless.
Take care, Coach.
God bless.
Coach Tommy Tuberville, great senator from Alabama, U.S. Senator. Yeah, and a lot going on up there. And and it is incredible that because of what occurred in Georgia, and there's a lot of blame and has been a lot of the blame game going around, especially with that Senate, those runoffs there in Georgia, you get this 50-50 split to where now so many Republicans are saying, hey, Joe Manchin, stay strong. Senator Sinema, stay strong. Tester, who looks, I'm big on this whole thing, like Tate Reeves is Georgia, KIV is Alabama. Senator Tester looks like Montana. Oh, yeah. Like, no neck. He looks like a steer.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I don't mean he's, like, ugly or anything. He just looks,
Stumpy?
Yeah, he looks like a pioneer out there with his...
It takes toughness to be out there.
Yeah, his single-shot rifle. You got to be good. You got to be real on top of your game if you're using a single-shot to hunt.
Yeah, you only get one shot.
Right.
One shot, one kill, Joey.
Yeah, but something very satisfying about... Take aim, be one with the arrow, be one with the bullets. Release. Learned that from Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted the Sledge.
You're back all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
We needed a quick break here. I'm worried about my boy here.
You going to rub me down?
No.
Well, then never mind.
No, I'm not.
I brought the oil.
No, you're a married man,
Eddie. I got
Eddie.
The Crisco and the margin.
Yeah. we needed a break. Look at the time. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Thank you again to Coach Tommy Tuberville. We'll be getting into the John Merrill saga coming up next. And who wears, I was mentioning earlier in passing, short jorts?
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Paul. And all sorts of stuff going on in geopolitics with Israel and Syria, the Ukraine and Russia. The indirect talks back with Iran and the Biden administration.
Is it really talks if they're just saying, send me some money?
All right. And then coming up at 11 a.m., making good on promises, and I appreciate that truly, Mayor Stephen Reed.
Looking forward to it.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If my love can't find your heart, there's no need to take a stand.
Welcome back.
Because it was I who chose to start.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. As I mentioned to Senator Tuberville, there's a particular tweet. Sometimes I give the game away too much.
Yeah.
And this is Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, or Gillibrand, or however you say her
name. Yeah.
And she put out a tweet saying, paid leave is infrastructure. Child care is infrastructure. Caregiving is infrastructure.
I don't know if she knows, but there is a thing out there called a dictionary. She could look that word up in.
Well, and there actually is a general working definition of infrastructure.
Oh, quote, okay.
Basic physical and organizational structures and facilities, such as buildings, roads, and power supplies.
Did you see feelings in there somewhere?
Well, of course, this led to Senator Gillibrand.
Uh-huh. What, she wants to rewrite the definition now?
Well, it led to more folks retweeting her and mocking her relentlessly.
Well,
for instance, you know Ben Shapiro, right?
Yeah, I love Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, he said, unicorns are infrastructure. Love is infrastructure. Herpes is infrastructure. Everything is infrastructure. Journalist Josh Barrow joked, mayonnaise is infrastructure. It supports the other flavors in the sandwich. The bread is also infrastructure, but the meat and cheese and tomatoes are not infrastructure, and making the sandwich is not infrastructure, but the plate is infrastructure. Many users noted that if everything is infrastructure, then nothing is infrastructure. I guess, that's some existentialism going on there. I am infrastructure. Like, I am Spartacus. I guess Cory Booker is infrastructure. No, this is absurd. It is so over the top. But, you know, it's like training dogs, I suppose. You just give some folks some bumper stickers and run with it. Everything is infrastructure.
You're right. She's trying to force that. You guys, we need to change the definition of infrastructure.
Well, and then President Biden had a mean tweet, though I don't think he wrote it. He said something to the effect of, for 200 years, there was no infrastructure referred to as trains until the United States laid the first tracks.
What?
Like, are you trying to be a... Like, what are you talking about, Joe? So they're just going to shamelessly push this stuff through. But it did make me chuckle a little bit. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg also defended the broader approach, noting that railroads used to not be considered infrastructure as well. So it's not just Biden. It's a good old Pete.
Well, let's talk about Pete Buttigieg for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, he was planning on doing this big... Green New Deal where he was going to ride his bike to work. Mm-hmm. And this is CNN kind of followed two large SUVs into a parking lot about a block or two away from where Buttigieg is working. And Buttigieg got out and a bicycle was given to him and he rode the rest of the way to work. And then tried to pull it off as if he rode miles.
Oh, right.
But CNN did let him know ahead of time, hey, you might not want to mention that. We just caught you in the parking lot.
We can't let Booty G get sweaty. We got to let him, give him a little handicap.
I think
there.
He should ride to work, and I think people should let him know how much they appreciate him as transportation secretary, where they kind of bump him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him in the bike lane.
No, but this push is just over the top. But as I mentioned to the senator, Senator Tuberville, the parliamentarian for the Senate, I believe it's a woman, said, yeah, y'all can go ahead through reconciliation to pass more crap. So they're going to try to do everything they can with this thin margin. And you know what? Mm-hmm. This is what I expect. Nobody should be surprised by this one iota. Not one bit.
What did Obama that said we should have got it all? We should have went for it all right from the beginning?
Yeah, there are a lot of Democrats who walked away from the Obama years saying we were playing too nice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm. And I do wonder how many former Obama officials, and not just, folks who are working a job, but like people who are really involved in the decision making, including President Obama himself, wonder how they feel about Joe Biden being claimed to be the most progressive president ever since FDR.
Oh, they're laughing. They're laughing. They're thinking he's such a boob, he thinks he's doing this on his own.
Well, I wonder if there's any sour grapes, though. It's like this old, codger, this cadaverous president of ours has been up there for half a century. He's the one who's going to bring about big, bold, progressive change. Oh, really?
No.
Really?
They got control of him. They can get rid of him when they want.
No. Well, I think that's exactly what they've wanted for a while now. Mm-hmm. And open question, though, because of the news that our Secretary of State, John Merrill, will not seek a higher office. Because of some... he cheated. And the woman he apparently had his relationship with gave all the dirty details.
She will not
be
ignored.
Very explicit details.
She will not be ignored, Joey.
But it made me think, and we'll get into all this, and I'm wondering if John Merrill is going to resign his post as Secretary of State. Because if you actually read the details, I mean, part of me was like, this is gross, I don't want to hear this. Ew. Like, I'd like to prefer that most people I meet just don't have sex.
Right.
Especially
my politicians.
Right.
that might be an idea.
You got to wonder, though. I've mused about this on the Book of Faces. A lot of politicians, especially like members of Congress, senators, you see this at the state level.
Yeah.
But how many presidents, let's just focus on presidents, how many presidents had affairs while in office? Here's the deal. A lot of politicians resign due to sex scandals, but the truly great leaders rise above those scandals. In fact, they make scandal their strength. It's like you look at a guy, and it's not creepy. You look at a gal, and it's not odd or unseemly, or like she's just climbing with those sorts of assets. It's more like, man, look at that prowess, that strength. They're so attractive. They actually, grab people's attention. It's amazing, actually, when you look at the list of presidents who had secret sex lives, and some were caught up in scandals.
It's a very long list.
It's a big list. And it's like, you know, I guess it's somebody's particular turn now to play that role for our generation. It's just a shame, too.
It is, but... Joey? Now, here's the thing, though. In this particular case, and in most of them, Joey, when someone gets in trouble for this scandalous behavior, do you think it takes away their ability to do the job, or do you feel like it's more like a trust and moral issue, and I don't want that person representing me anymore?
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
It's a trust thing. And, I mean, to a degree, it's a hypocrisy thing. Now, if somebody openly ran as a bachelor swinger,
right?
I don't know if they get elected in Alabama either. So it's a faith and morals thing, too. But the lack of standards, and when you are something you're not, I think what shocks people. For instance, Trump was accused of all sorts of infidelity. But a lot of folks heard that and went, yeah.
Because it's...
They expected it. They assumed that about the man.
And he wasn't a politician.
Right. So, and he never claimed to be a, you know, Boy Scout. So there's an interesting expectations game, I think, that goes on with this.
Mm-hmm.
But here, we'll get into it. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. If you have any problem with your plumbing and any problem with your hole, you don't need to dig You don't need to dig a hole. Call on Cole. They have proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to get in there with precision and expertise and solve your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort to you and your home. It means they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out a bunch of drywall. And then with precision and expertise, they can get the problem solved, whether it's an emergency, could be a burst pipe, or you're making upgrades, maybe you need to do a new water line, maybe new toilets, bidet, tankless water heater. They can do it all there at Cole Plumbing. Been serving the River Region since 1977.
Man, that's a long time, Joey.
So give them a call, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can also go to coleplumbing.com. And just remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Or your old.
Yeah. They've seen a lot of things since 77.
I believe it. Oof. It's like, what's your plumbing situation? Oh, the hole out back. Like, oh, we need to upgrade you.
Yeah.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days.
Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
Got some exciting news, Joey.
Yeah?
The bill to allow yoga to go to school, to be taught in school. It passes the Senate committee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very
still
cool.
Don't say the word.
Namaste?
Ah, you said it. We're done.
Yeah, well, you know. That's outlawed when you're in public school, and thank God I've never stepped foot there.
A good day in public school would have done you some good.
Oh, you think it would have made me more worldly?
Yeah, I think maybe a week at Bellingraph would have taught you a few things.
Oh, we played Bellingraph.
Yeah, we did too. Did they brick your bus?
No, there's a young kid. I mean, when I made a Little League All-Stars for baseball,
yeah,
this kid he was a pitcher, and he... As a little kid, that dude was scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing, you get some nerves, but when you're like 11 and this kid's throwing it 80 miles an hour.
He's got a hurler on you.
What in the... Oh, my goodness. Here, let's go to this phone.
Okay.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Simple Man, guys.
Hey, Simple Man, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
good. I just want to pass along. Y'all probably know, but y'all know everything that's going on that I know what's going on. I think it was on that app that you talked about, Joey. I downloaded that app a few weeks back. Ground News.
Yeah.
I think that's where it showed up. But Arkansas has brought before their Senate a bill which will basically nullify any unconstitutional federal laws, especially concerning the Second Amendment.
Mm.
And I wonder if you guys have seen that or.
I know there are several constitutional carry and other gun rights bills making their way through the labyrinth mm-hmm. of the Alabama legislature. And this is very important because also last night it broke that Biden is going to push the DOJ to try to start banning things and coming up with...
ghost guns, basically stocks for pistols.
Yeah, but the whole point of ghost guns is you can't really ban them.
It's kind of hard to because you're banning parts.
Right. So, but they are starting a push from an administrative executive branch point. So states, Alabama in particular, needs to get on top of that. I think there are a few. I don't know the numbers of the bills off the top of my head, but I'd imagine this is not going to be a hard sell to many of the people representing us at the state legislature
correct.
Level.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it was double digits to like 27-8 or something like that. It was in, it's going to the House. But it's strong. I can't get this truck in every bump. It's worded very strong. I'd encourage you to maybe look that up and see what you think about it. Hopefully, I don't look for it really. Our current administration, any real strength coming from our state, that's Arkansas, Texas, and Florida seem to be leading the way when it comes to this idea of quote unquote nullification of these unconstitutional laws. So. I thought I'd start the day off with that. Maybe it'll go that way. Maybe it'll go a different way. But good morning, you guys. It's good listening to you.
Well, good morning. I appreciate you using Ground News. And, folks, it is a good app. It kind of gives a balanced take on everything. It shows what the right's covering, what the left's covering.
Yeah.
You can define right and left by your own terms if you want to within the app. So appreciate it, Simple Man. Appreciate you. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Give Don Sexton, the physical therapist and owner over there, as well as Nancy Alexander, the physical therapist assistant, give them a call. If you or a loved one is having any trouble getting around, walking around, having trouble with your balance, and, just being able to, live like you always did. You don't have to live without your balance. You don't have to live without your ability to walk and get around. If you're planning your life around your ability to get around, well, this is unacceptable, and you can change things by calling Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville at 595-9990. They will give you a free, free balance test to get you started. And when you stop by, you'll see the state-of-the-art equipment they have there, virtual reality testing and virtual reality physical therapy. So it's like you're playing a virtual reality video game, but you're actually working whatever is troubling you and causing imbalances. They have a walking track, and whenever you're using these things there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, you're strapped in. You're in a harness. That way you can really test your ability without any fear of falling. Gets you your confidence back, your peace of mind back. And, there have been incredible improvements in just a few weeks. I've seen it. And we have many listeners already have used Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So whether it's you or a loved one, and you know that, hey, this person used to be able to get around, no worries. Now they're having trouble with their balance and walking ability. Well, you can get that balance and that peace of mind, that confidence to walk wherever you like back. Again, that number 595-9990. And be sure to tell Don and the team there that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views, second hour, coming up after this.